For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, is this on?
I'm not too sure what Naomi meant by next women's tag team champions.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
This guy's on the road to WrestleMania.
I am.
Good for
you.
Are you
going to WrestleMania? Like, you're in a match?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Great. Because you have to be in a match to go to WrestleMania.
Yeah. Exactly.
There's so many wrestlers that don't have matches. And how could they possibly get a match in time for WrestleMania?
Yeah. I mean, you've got, what, 3 weeks?
Announcers are getting matches.
Getting matches. Celebrities are getting matches.
Sure.
Yeah. If only they had some sort of match where every year they just throw all the fucking extra people that don't have matches into one giant match where, like, you know, they throw everyone out of the ring and a giant wins. If only they had those matches at WrestleMania every single year.
Such a good idea.
Every single year.
Or, like, you could have one for the women where they win, you know, like a trophy that looks like a uterus because they're women.
Right. And it could be named after a now dead wrestler who got canceled post-death.
Post-death.
And then they had to rename it.
Wow. Wow.
Now, look, because everyone that doesn't have a match at WrestleMania, they're all having these backstage interviews where it's like, hey, fuckface, you don't have a match at WrestleMania. What's the deal with that?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, fuck me, I guess.
I guess I'm just going to have to sit at home and watch it on the cock.
Yeah. Like, if they end up having these battle royals, then what was the point of doing this?
Right.
Maybe they're not going to have these battle royals this year.
Stop.
Come on, they got to fill 2 5-hour shows. These battle royals are going to last an hour.
They didn't have them last year, right? I'm pretty sure.
The Battle Royals?
Yeah.
Not even on the WrestleMania SmackDown?
Oh, it might have been on WrestleMania SmackDown.
It was on the WrestleMania SmackDown.
Does it, is that canon?
Because Jey Uso won it.
Yeah.
Oh, main event Jey Uso.
That's
you picked that, too.
So yeah. So they did have it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they had one for the women, though.
Maybe not.
But I guess we'll see. Yeah, it'll probably be on the WrestleMania SmackDown episode.
Yeah.
If they do it.
Can't wait to not go to that.
So I guess technically they didn't get on WrestleMania because that doesn't count.
No.
Even if they call it WrestleMania.
You got on SmackDown.
Yeah. Hey, where's my WrestleMania backlash bonus?
Yeah.
Where's the, what the fuck? It's looking a little light.
Yeah. Right.
We didn't do it in Saudi Arabia, so what do you expect?
Where's the WrestleMania backlash Andre the Giant Battle Royal?
Yeah. I'm trying to get on this WrestleMania Backlash card.
Oh, if it's WrestleMania Backlash, it's the Big John Studd Battle Royal, I guess.
you gotta
use a different wrestler.
Smart. Is he canceled or?
You never know.
I mean, his name's Big John Studd.
I haven't checked in 5 minutes.
True.
So.
Yeah, that's true.
He's the stud.
All right. Well, we're just a little over 3 weeks until WrestleMania.
Yeah. Mm,
So, you know, things are happening.
Yeah.
Things are happening.
Are they? Something's going to happen.
And we, you know, go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling because we just posted the AEW Revolution recap a couple of days ago. And because there was an AEW pay-per-view, we have 6 new patrons.
Right.
First timers. So thank you to Hazel Barnstar, Alex Miller, Matthew McCullough, Ian McAllister, Holden a fart.
I don't get it.
We thanked Alex Miller last week, too. So I guess, is this another Alex Miller?
It must be.
Common name.
It must be.
Wow.
Or it was similar. But
yeah.
And then Eric Lemo did a year sub.
Hey.
So special shout out to Eric Lemo.
All right, Eric.
Magnificent.
Lemo.
Holding a fart. I don't know. And then we also have t-shirts, Mark Saltz and Ian McAllister, who just joined Patreon. They both bought the logo for the t-shirt. You know, the logo t-shirts.
It's WrestleMania season.
And then this one's interesting. Eric bought pizza?
Hey, gimmick infringement over there.
I mean, but you bought one?
Yeah, it just said Eric. There was no last name.
I did, because you've been promising me one for a while. And
you
I
have a pizza shirt.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Joe has a pizza shirt. I don't have a pizza shirt.
You have a pizza shirt. I got one and you didn't.
Yeah.
That's not true.
There's no way.
100% true.
You lost it in the move, be honest.
No. You have a red one.
So I was just...
I want a red one.
It's like my favorite. You have a black one?
Maybe.
You fucker.
Well, I'm sorry. Andrew, did you not ask us what colors we wanted?
Yeah, of course.
And of course, you said black because that's the only color you know in wrestling shirts. My red one's beautiful.
Can borrow it?
They borrow it from Mania.
In my little wrestling stack of shirts in my closet at home, when I'm picking for the show, it's like black, 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 red, and then that blue Mets one, and then black, black, black.
Yeah.
So, and then there's a yellow Johnny Gargano one.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
who?
So yeah, go to prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Pick up a t-shirt right in time for WrestleMania. And again, patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month gets you everything. You can cancel anytime. Yeah. Or you can save some money doing a year sub. Go check it out.
$5 will make you holla with laughter?
Sure, yeah.
Because we're so funny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Har har.
That was hilarious.
We also hit the wrong button.
Last month, we did the hottest male wrestler of all time.
Mm.
That was a lot of fun.
Mm.
People have pointed out that we've never been angrier than that episode. So take from that which you will.
Yeah.
Very angry.
Yeah, we took it.
This month, we just decided to go all in. We're going to review Brokeback Mountain. It's going to be a lot of fun. They wrestle in the movie, I hear.
Yeah,
I
mean,
it's,
right.
So.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's
great. I wish someone held me the way Heath Ledger holds the Gyllenhaals.
That's true. Yeah, he got both of them. Man. Yeah. Lucky
brother
boy.
And sister.
Yeah, not bad.
And you are beautiful.
And of course, subscribe.
Talking to Jake.
Yeah. Subscribe and listen to our other podcast, Hollywood Hogwash. The Batman review is out.
The Batman.
So go check it out.
Yeah.
You know, did you love the movie? Did you not love the movie? How'd you feel about it?
While we're plugging, Joe Pisano Realty YouTube channel's out. 4 videos in.
Yeah.
Eric, you're a big fan?
Yeah.
Haven't seen your sub yet. It's free.
I have pseudonyms. I have alternate names.
You're an ass handler.
Eric, what do you have going
69.
on?
69. check out my brother's thing, Two Sweet Relics.
It's great.
It's a good one.
Get some cool merch in there.
It's a good one.
Yeah. All right, so SmackDown opens with multiple backstage promos.
Yeah.
These are always awkward.
Awkward, but, you know, this was my favorite thing about Saturday Night's Main Event. So when they started doing it, I was like, I had some promise.
Yeah.
They just weren't great.
Yeah, but...
Right. But they don't have the music either.
It was different back then.
And there's no Hogan to, like, wrap it up, or Cena, or Big Babyface.
Right.
Yeah, back then they weren't all... terribly scripted.
Yeah.
Sure.
We got Paul Heyman, Ronda Rousey, Sonya Deville, the Viking Raiders, the Usos, Ricochet, and Sami Zayn. And let's listen to them all right now. Only Paul Heyman was good.
Yeah.
Because he's probably the only one of them that doesn't have a script in his hand. Mm. So our first match, we have Ricochet versus Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental Championship. Michael Cole called it a big fight night.
Mm. Okay. Calm down.
Isn't that Sheamus's gimmick?
His
graphic says fight night?
It does.
As if he's a boxer or a fucking MMA fighter.
Yeah.
You know, if he was around in like the 20s, he probably would have been those like old timey Irish boxers.
Well, that's
what
he dresses as.
Isn't he now?
Yeah. I thought that was his gimmick now.
I guess it is.
No?
Okay. Yeah. This entire match was Ricochet constantly getting close pinfalls, a bunch of roll ups.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, my alarm went off.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's your alarm.
In the end, my alarm went off. I have like PTSD from this fucking song now.
Yeah.
Johnny Knoxville comes out to distract Sammy, and then Ricochet beats Sammy with a Hurricanrana.
Oh.
Roll up.
Mm. Does it count as a roll
up? It's a roll up.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's a Hurricane Rana roll up. So okay. It's a little better.
All right.
But it's still technically a roll up.
And new! For real, real, right? It was just one of those qualifying.
But yeah.
Qualifying. Yeah.
Well, no. they let him hold the belt.
They let him hold the belt, which is good.
You'll get to touch the belt.
You'll touch the belt.
No, he's the new champ. This belt is changing hands more than the 24/7 title.
Yeah.
It literally is.
It hasn't changed for, like, what, 3 years? And now it's changed, like, twice.
Matter of fact,
weeks.
No one was even fighting over this belt for the last seven months.
Oh, my God.
And now it's just every week.
So backstage, Sammy flips out and does the inevitable. It challenges Knoxville to a match at WrestleMania.
At least we know it's not going to be for the Intercontinental title.
Hello.
You think Ricochet is getting a singles match at WrestleMania defending the IC title?
Oh, against, hell no.
Against?
Who are you?
Against who?
Yeah.
Madcap Moss.
Good Lord.
Oh.
I have a feeling Sammy could win this back. Mm. I hope not. But later that night, Knoxville accepts Sammy's challenge, saying, I once broke my wee-wee once trying to backflip a motorcycle. So if you think getting in the ring with you scares me, you got another thing coming.
Mm. You know what scares me? The fact that a 50-year-old man said wee-wee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Knoxville, Logan Paul, that's two celebrity matches.
Mm-hmm.
Does Rousey count as... No, McAfee.
McAfee.
Rousey doesn't count.
That's three celebrity matches. At least McAfee's good.
Right.
Like, McAfee, that'll be a good match.
It'll be a fun match.
The other two won't.
Maybe that's what the Battle Royal is going to be. It's going to be the Bad Bunny over-the-top Battle Royal.
All celebrity edition. And that'll be the match before Reigns Lesnar.
Yes.
Yeah. So next up, we have highlights of Vince McMahon on the Pat McAfee show. And I watched most of it. It was a great interview. I think the biggest takeaway was that Vince proved he still has most of his marbles. Like, he was sharp. We watched the show and we're like, he must be senile.
Right.
He must just be backstage being like, rah, 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 like thinking it's 1998 or something, like in his head. And he must be mentally damaged or something. But
damaged.
Like, his brain must be fucked up. But no, like, he was all there.
Uh-huh.
Like, it was very entertaining.
Yes.
He took shots at Michael Cole. That was funny.
That was great.
Greatness.
Yeah. And he announced that he is indeed inducting The Undertaker in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Just like I said he was. You heard it here first.
You did.
You know, it's not just Fightful and PW Insider that breaks news.
As broken by What's Wrong with Wrestling.
That's right. Why don't we get the fucking credit?
Yeah.
Oh, because we don't pretend to have sources. I should just say source from now on, and that's it.
Sources told you.
Yeah, per that's my all I have to sources.
Do. That's what they used to do before they had them.
Yeah.
And by sources, you mean source one, which is your microphone going into your ear.
Yes.
Like if I tweeted it.
Exactly.
If I tweeted it, you would be my source.
It's an educated guess.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's what we should do. Announce each other's tweets. As first reported by our own Andrew Pisano on Twitter, Vince McMahon will be putting The Undertaker in.
Right.
Joe, you have news? Yes, I do. It was first reported by Eric Hamilton. Kane will be there.
Yeah.
He had it first. So Vince also offers Pat McAfee a match at WrestleMania, and everyone thought this was going to set up the Vince versus McAfee, but I think maybe that was in the plans at some point, and they just heard all the fan backlash, like how horrible that would be. But
Or the doctor said, no.
Right.
Vince, no.
Hi, how
again,
are you?
2 years ago, 2 years ago, we saw the footage of Vince doing that bump, showing Gronk how to do that fall.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know,
when you're in your 70s, 2 years is a decade.
That's true.
I guess so, yeah. So Austin Theory comes out to the ring. Hold on, let me find the button. It's been a while.
There we go.
Right.
I think it's WrestleMania season. They're allowed a couple.
I think we talked about this, too.
They're allowed a couple.
Yeah, that this is what it would be.
Yeah.
So Theory talks shit to McAfee's face and says, I'm your opponent at WrestleMania, and I'm going to beat you to a pulp. And then he slaps the headphones off McAfee's face and walks away as McAfee yells,
who are you?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I don't know who you are. And then he also yelled at Cole saying, you knew about this? I knew you're a horrible human being. Vince McMahon told me.
So good.
And then he also said the internet told me that this was potentially going to happen.
Yeah. <He's> That's right.
That was pretty funny. So
McAfee was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, he was great.
Yeah.
Award nominee.
And his two NXT matches were awesome.
Yeah.
You know, he fucking did a backflip off the War Games cage.
Ugh.
He had a great one-on-one match with Adam Cole, so I expect this to be good.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Naomi versus Carmella with Sasha Banks and Queen Zelina ringside. Vega tried to interfere, so Sasha pulled her off the apron, gave her the Meteora into the steps with no shoes on, and then Naomi beat Carmella with the split-legged moonsault.
Not just me.
Sasha versus Zelina next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Also, shout out to Sasha.
Yeah.
Award nominee.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, every week, pretty much.
Well, yeah, but this
shout out to Carmella.
Award nominee. Yeah. Different award. The opposite award. Opposite award.
The nominee. Direct opposite award nominee that Sasha wins almost every week.
All right, so backstage we have Happy Corbin and Madcap Moss playing poker with a bunch of
Who are you?
Bunch of who are yous.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many of these guys are gonna be future champions that we look at a slide and
you
10
should
years?
Just hit it like three or four times.
Yeah, they're playing
Who are you?
Oh, that was perfect. Would you just hit it 1, 2, 3?
Yeah.
That was great.
So Corbin they're whooping him in poker, and Corbin beats Moss, and Moss looks upset. They keep teasing that they're gonna break up at some point.
Of course,
yeah. But they've kind of been doing it since the fucking first time they were together.
Correct. Yeah.
He's like, Mosh, you're such a fuck. And he's like, yeah, I'm a fuck.
I sure am.
Hey, remember when you almost died, you fucking idiot?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so stupid.
If I die in the rain, the Saudis are just going to keep my head.
Yeah.
They're just going to cut it clean off.
Yeah. Practice.
With McIntyre's sword.
Practice.
That's a fake sword? We have a real one. Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let us fix that for you.
Welcome to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
This has blood on it. Well... It's been busy.
What do you expect?
It's been very busy.
It's a sword. What else is it supposed to have on it? Maybe shit? Because they shit when they die.
They
Anyways,
on the sword.
South Park.
Yeah. So Corbin mentions his WrestleMania accomplishments. He's won the Battle Royal. He He beat Kurt Angle in his last match.
Yeah.
Sure. Like, this is the only... place, it's the only show where he actually has accomplishments.
Correct.
Like SummerSlam, he's been humiliated so many times.
So many times.
Yeah.
And he says he's going to keep having moments until Drew McIntyre is in a retirement home. And then he tells Moss to do an impression of old man McIntyre. Here we go.
The other day, I thought I sold a Loch Ness Monster, but it turns out I just pooped in me bathtub.
Poop!
Such good shit.
Hold on a second. For Moss, best joke he's ever done.
Well,
the accent wasn't bad.
Yeah.
For Moss, I'm just saying, for Moss, best joke ever.
I'm just saying, that's a pretty big turd.
Right.
Sure.
To think it's
to
a Loch Ness.
Confuse it with the Loch Ness.
That means
Ness
it's
monster.
Standing straight, like the head poked out.
It's like this.
Yeah. And then it went back under.
It floated up.
Yeah, right before he could take a picture, it went back into the bubbles.
So close.
Oh, it's not
too
real.
Bad. The poop is gone.
Yeah. So next up, we have Drew McIntyre versus Jinder Mahal.
Oh, welcome.
You
back.
You know, remember this
again.
Feud?
Yeah.
Over the
again.
Remember this tag team,
the motorcycle.
Yeah.
Mahal's motorcycle from last year.
Yeah.
And you know who is ringside?
Ooh, who?
You know what happens when Jinder Mahal has a match on television?
Uh-oh.
You know what happens when Jinder Mahal comes to the ring?
Uh-oh. What?
You know who's ringside for Jinder Mahal's matches?
Oh, here it comes.
Shanky!
There he is.
Yeah, he said the thing.
He did the thing. Hey, you did the thing!
Claymore for the win.
Yeah, sure.
After the match, Drew talks shit about Corbin and says, "You may be undefeated as Happy Corbin." Because that's a thing.
Yeah,
sure. But at WrestleMania, I'm going to take you out. So now if you just change your name...
You're undefeated.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I lost. Yeah. Change my name.
Just change the spelling of your name.
Right. Why didn't The Undertaker do that? He could have...
Right.
Yeah. Jesus.
Mean Mark is undefeated at WrestleMania.
So backstage, Moss cuts another corny joke, but Corbin doesn't laugh because he looks worried. And then later, Corbin and Moss are playing darts, but Drew shows up and stabs the dartboard with his sword, and the bad guys run away.
Oh, yeah.
He's such a dick.
Should have thrown the sword.
Next up, we have Rick Boogs introducing Shinsuke Nakamura.
Oh, they're back from their Toyota
commercial. That's right, their adventure.
Their adventure in a Toyota.
Yeah.
But they're attacked from behind by the Usos because Roman Reigns decided that he wanted to come out now. It's his time.
Well, I mean, that's the thing.
Oh, so. All right. Well, there's your new tag contenders.
Who even knew what Nakamura and Boogs were going to do?
When you sit at the head of the table, you know?
Yeah, when you get head at the table, that's what happens.
Head of the table.
What? Yeah.
Wait, what?
Roman compares himself to Babe Ruth because he calls his shot and delivers every time, and unfortunately, that's true.
I thought he was going to say he's like a, you know, a big alcoholic and a piece of shit, you know? Whatever.
I have like 30 kids I've never met. So Rain says at WrestleMania, I'm a smash Brock Lesnar.
Ooh, they're... Oh, live sex celebration. They're going to smash.
I'm a smash, Brock Lesnar.
They're going to smash.
Yeah.
I'm a pin Brock Lesnar. I'm a stand over Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
And with $5 million worth of fireworks going off, I'm going to raise the WWE Championship and the Universal Championship over my head. And Brock will have no choice but to acknowledge me.
That's not an exaggeration on that price.
And lick my balls.
Yeah, $5 million worth of fireworks.
Will go off.
Right.
And if The Rock shows up, that's another $5
million. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Another $800,000 for a flamethrower.
Right. Yeah. So then Roman snaps and he yells, acknowledge me over and over before calming himself down. And they make a point. They're like, well, I've never seen Roman Reigns flustered like this. Like, he's very upset.
Right. Mm. So this is all in his head.
They're really trying to like tease that Brock will beat him at WrestleMania, but I'm not biting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you've got me convinced, Andrew.
I think he wins and The Rock comes out.
Yeah. I think you've got me
Rock convinced. And Stone Cold at the same Mania together.
Wow.
Bottom left.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Bust a nut.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had that before, but.
Hey, Q Hogan.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Welcome to the AT&T
Silverdome, brother.
Welcome to Verizon Arena, brother.
It's AT&T, you idiot. Fuck.
Welcome to the Singular Wireless Stadium. Welcome to the Cricket Wireless Store, brother.
The store?
And I know that we're in D-Town, Delaware.
What?
Ooh, fuck you.
Well, God dang. God dang, Hogan, you fucked up again.
Get this man out of the business.
You know, there's a reason I got out of business.
Okay. Damn. All right. Next up, we have the Viking Raiders versus the Usos for the SmackDown Tag Team Championship. Ivar hits Jimmy.
Button, no? I mean, we've seen this, too, haven't we?
Sure.
Haven't we? Four times? They just
at Elimination Chamber, right?
After rematch.
Well, no.
After rematch. Yeah,
they fought.
I'm sure they fought.
For the Titans.
Ivar hits Jimmy with a splash off the top rope, but he kicks out. From Ivar.
Yeah.
Ivar off the top rope.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Wow. Ouch. Okay.
Yeah.
Later, the Raiders hit the Viking Experience on Jimmy, but Jay breaks up the pin. In the end, the Usos hit the 1D on Eric to retain.
Yeah.
1D sounds so lame.
Yeah. It does.
I don't understand why they did this.
They're twins, but they share 1D.
Oh, my God. We're Siamese twins, but only in the dick.
Whenever he fucks his wife, I feel it.
When one of us wants to have sex, we have to combine.
Combined our dicks.
Indeed.
Yeah. So it's, I'd rather them call it just one and done than 1D.
That's not bad. But still, by blatantly just stealing the Dudley Boys finisher.
The Bludgeon Brothers
did it, and that was supposedly going to set something up, but, you know, Devon can't wrestle anymore.
No.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Next up, we have Big E versus Sheamus. I'm sure they've wrestled thousands of times. This feud started because Sheamus and Ridge Holland didn't like the New Day's ATV. So before the match could get started, Kofi is beeping the horn to New Day Rocks. Bam, bam, bam. But Holland knocks him off with a chair, and then Holland hits the ATV with the chair a few times.
Damn.
And then Sheamus attacks Big E from behind, and Sheamus and Holland drive off in the ATV together.
Oh, wow, yes.
And then backstage, they destroy the ATV with sledgehammers.
Setting up.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
A new toy Sheamus with an ATV that breaks apart.
Well, no, that was last week's rumor. The reason we said that in rumors, like that, the New Day is going to have a toy with an ATV. That's why they're doing this.
Yeah. But now it's going to be like
that'll be
breaks apart.
So you can get one with Big E and Kofi that works, but then there's a Sheamus and Holland one that doesn't work.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So Eric, is there a toy out and you own it?
No.
Oh, okay. You'll be the first to know.
No.
The pre-order.
So because of all this, next week it's going to be a tag team match.
Oh, imagine that, yeah.
Wow.
Setting up the tag team match on the pre-show at WrestleMania.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Because what else?
I'm sure every tag team match will be a Fatal 4-Way.
Probably.
All three tag titles.
Well, yeah, what are the New Day doing at WrestleMania?
Yeah, tag
titles. And I'm guessing like it'll Xavier be a four-way. Woods comes back the night
it'll
after.
It'll be a four-way.
Yeah.
Every tag title match will be a four-way.
Four-way.
The SmackDown tag titles, four-way. Raw tag titles, four-way. Wait. Women's tag titles, four-way.
It's already a three-way.
Are there four tag teams on SmackDown?
No. We'll see.
Well, I guess, New Day, Usos, Viking Raiders, and Boogs and Nakamura.
Sure.
There you go.
Or they could just do with the women and just have some makeshift tag teams out of nowhere.
Right, yeah.
Just come from wherever. Who cares?
Did you know
pull names out of a hat?
Ricochet and Knoxville. They were in the same area.
Right. Look at this. I can make a tag team right now. Oh, we got Sting and Kurt Angle.
Perfect.
Boom.
They must have tagged in TNA.
Correct.
At some point.
Yeah, I think so.
And feuded and tagged and feuded and then probably tagged.
Yes.
He was holding that pen, by the way.
All right.
Now he's holding his butt.
No, he's not.
All right. Next up, we have Sonya Deville versus Ronda Rousey for the main event. And we got Charlotte Flair distracting Ronda so that she doesn't win in 10 seconds. She was going to. But Ronda ends up dominating. She hits Piper's pit. She makes Sonya tap to the armbar.
Sure.
After the match, Charlotte gets in the ring, tries to run at Ronda, but she can't because she's in giant heels again.
She's already 6 feet. Now she's got heels.
And then Ronda awkwardly takes Charlotte down and makes her tap to an ankle lock.
Yeah.
And then she points to the WrestleMania sign to end the show. Charlotte is just trash right now.
Right.
She must just not give two fucks.
I think her and Ronda, neither one of them do.
Neither one of them.
Really. Anybody also fucks. Like fearing a Charlotte win at WrestleMania?
That's what I said last week.
Yeah. I mean, it's looking more and more like that because Ronda keeps getting over on her.
Like, well, but I said time. Last week it feels like Ronda doesn't want to be here and that maybe she's going to be like, hey, I thought I wanted to come back, but I don't. I'll work up until Mania, and I'll lose to Charlotte, and then I'll leave.
Right.
Jeez.
I don't want to be here. I hate this.
Yeah,
like, she looks like she's not enjoying herself at all.
No.
Like she was the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think there's a chance that happens. So, and then we never see her again, which maybe we shouldn't. Because this return for Ronda has been very bad.
Very dead.
Like, the opposite of the last one.
Yeah.
You know, her promos were never good, but her matches were excellent.
Like, it came up on, like, one of WWE's social media where it was building that, you know, Ronda, Becky, and Charlotte feud where, like, Charlotte need Ronda while her head was sticking out the window.
Right.
It's like, this has 0% of any of that momentum.
Right.
Yeah.
And I know they're main eventing night one, but maybe they should...
Pre-show.
Maybe they could be the last match, but then the final thing on the show is the KO show, you know? Like maybe you should do that.
Oh, yeah. They're because, the main event.
Yeah.
Then you also have a good ending.
Yeah.
Right, because this feels like it's not going to be good.
They haven't announced when the KO thing is?
Yeah, it's night one.
Oh, it is night one.
Yeah.
It's got to be the end. No, it doesn't happen.
No, it could open the show.
It could fucking open the show.
Yeah. Why are they acting like Stone Cold hasn't even appeared in the ring in 19 years?
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. First, or next up, we go to Raw. We open with highlights from the MSG house show, because Brock Lesnar, they made it canon. He successfully defended the WWE Championship. We were thinking, who could it be against? You know, Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, maybe five of them. He fought Austin Theory. He squashed Austin Theory.
Squash match.
Yeah.
But then he was jumped by the Bloodline. But Lesnar took all three of them to Suplex City. And then Heyman tried to hit Brock with a chair, but Brock turned before he could, and Brock inched towards Heyman as the weasel screamed, "Please, I love you!" And then Reigns hit Brock with a chair a bunch of times and busted him open with the steel steps, and then Reigns slammed Brock on the steps, stood over him, held up the two belts, and yelled, "Brock Lesnar, acknowledge me."
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Spoiling WrestleMania. That's the exact thing we will see at WrestleMania.
Yes.
Except, hopefully, cross your fingers, we'll hear, "If you smell!" So, interesting that they did that. All right, next up we have Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins versus the Alpha Academy versus RK-Bro for the Raw Tag Team Championship.
All right.
KO and Seth come out first and hype the match. Owens talks shit about Texas again. And Alpha Academy, they added
shush, please,
to their theme song.
Oh, that wasn't him?
Of course they fucking did.
I thought that was him doing it live.
No, right. That's now part of the
because everyone's music now has to have some sort of fucking sound effect.
Dear God. Yeah.
Most people like the shoosh. I'm just saying.
My God.
I know, but now they're going to fucking beat a dead horse.
Yeah.
You beat that horse.
Beat off that horse.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
What is this? Freddy got fingered?
Ooh.
It's like one of the first things you see is Tom Green jerking off a horse.
Yeah.
Daddy, would some you large like some animal. Sausage?
Fucking weird movie. All right, so back to this tag match. They constantly change the rules of these triple threat tag team matches.
Correct, yeah.
This time, there are three legal men at all times, and you can only tag in your partner.
Hmm.
So they constantly change the rules, but this was a really good match.
It was.
This was a lot of fun.
Definitely.
Rollins goes for the curb stomp, but Orton moves and hits an RKO, but Owens breaks up the pin. Orton does his announce table drop spot on Owens and Gable back to back. And then Orton and Riddle pick up Otis and they drop him on the announce table.
That was good.
Otis and Gable do the Vader bomb moonsault combo that they've been doing for a couple weeks now.
Yeah.
But they do it in the wrong order. Like Gable should go first and then Otis. He's the big guy. The big guy should go last.
For sure. Right, yeah.
But, you know, maybe that's Gable wanting the spotlight. I don't know.
Well, sure.
That Riddle.
American prick.
Yeah. Riddle gave Gable a GTS.
Yeah.
But with the other knee.
Oh, it was completely different.
Completely different.
Yeah. It's the go get
STG.
High.
STG. Yeah. The go there get high.
It's a go get high.
Gable went for a moonsault on Riddle, but Orton got in the ring and hit an RKO while Gable was finishing the moonsault.
That was cool.
Another amazing RKO.
Yeah. Right.
Put that on the list.
Sure.
It's probably top 10. KO and Seth do the buckle bomb stunner curb stomp combo, but then Riddle throws Rollins out of the ring and steals the pin. RK-Bro are once again the tag champs.
Yeah. Hello.
I have a feeling they originally weren't going to have them be a tag team this long.
Right.
And like, you know, end up feuding sooner, but because they're so over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, let's ride it out for a little longer.
Yeah.
But why win the titles tonight?
Because why not?
Instead of at WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, have them have the big win at WrestleMania, and that's when Orton says...
Maybe because, like...
He's my friend!
All the dirt sheets have been like, oh, it's going to be Riddle versus Orton at Mania. Riddle versus Orton at Mania. Now you can, like, kind of quell those rumors.
Maybe it still can.
Maybe it's still going to happen.
As they're, you know, like... Because do we really need another tag team? Do we need three tag team title matches at WrestleMania?
Are you kidding?
Maybe that's why
they... 10 hours to fill, Andrew.
Tag team title, right?
Last year they were... last year, WrestleMania was two nights, and each show was only 3 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Plus the pre-shows, but...
Well, we'll see.
You know.
You can still set up a feud between the two of them where the winner keeps the titles and names his partner on Raw or something.
Sure.
But Riddle's going to have to sweep the leg next time we see them.
Right.
Yeah, don't count on it.
Yeah.
After the match, Owens and Rollins are devastated because now they're not going to WrestleMania.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And then Kevin Patrick interviews RK-Bro in the ring, and Orton's like, I've been doing this for 20 years, and I've never had this much fun, not even with Edge.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Edge is a bad guy.
Who? So.
And Edge. And right now I'm going to say the F word. Fuck! I mean, friend. This man is my friend.
Yeah. Festival.
Festival.
No, the let's festival. Go get high.
Next week we're going to have the Festival of Friendship. And Riddle's like, oh, shit.
I can't be here that
and
week.
And I'm fucked.
Right.
Backstage, Kevin Patrick asks Rollins how he feels about missing out on WrestleMania. But Rollins just stands there looking pissed. And really, what does Rollins do? Because we don't know if Cody Rhodes is coming.
It's got to be that.
They keep going back every day. It's Cody Rhodes is coming to WWE. The next day, Cody Rhodes is not coming to WWE.
Talks have fell through. They just leaked talks have fell through, I'm sure.
So
he'll open challenge and he'll come.
Like if Ricochet keeps the title. He could fight Ricochet, I guess, for the IC title.
Ew.
He could put over Bron Breakker.
Right. Because I have a feeling
he could try to have a match with Omos, or maybe he still ends up wrestling Shane McMahon.
After seeing, well, you know, spoiler alert, after seeing Breakker on Raw, I'm sure Vince is like, I want him now.
Right.
Yeah. Wait, so you would have Seth fight for the NXT title, the first champion versus the current champion?
I'm just saying, like,
you could book that, actually.
I'm just saying what they could do. Yeah.
Yeah, you could book that. He puts over Breakker. Well,
you would have to.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Tamina versus Dana Brooke for the 24/7 championship in the ring.
In the ring.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah.
Backstage before the match, Dana asks Reggie, could you give me a good luck kiss? And he does.
Well, well, well. Look who's giving it up now.
Mm.
You give her some gold, she's all yours.
And again, they act like they're in middle school where like all they do is kiss.
Diamonds.
Like, that's it.
She'll pretty much have to.
Hey, I know like we're boyfriend and girlfriend, but can I have a kiss?
Yeah. Okay, we'll kiss. A little more, more.
That's all we do. We're 37 years old, and we just kiss.
Andrew's reliving his early love life over here.
As in everyone?
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it starts.
That was verbatim for
you. That was me at 21.
Okay, we'll kiss. Can I have a kiss, please?
Can I please have a kiss?
Yeah, that was the girl asking me. It was awkward.
Yeah.
Also backstage before the match, Tozawa tells Tamina, I want to give you a good luck kiss, and then she eats his head.
You kind of ruined my joke that I'm going to do at the end of the, this. But go,
I'll set you up.
I'll do it anyway.
As for the match, Tamina puts Dana in the Boston Crab, but Dana counters and retains with a roll up.
Yeah.
And then Tozawa grabs the mic and tells Tamina that she's the love of his life and holds out his arms for a hug and a kiss. Tamina walks away from him, but then she stops, blows him a kiss, and Tozawa comes and shits himself at the same
time. What I was going to say is when she stopped for a second, did you think, oh, she's hungry?
Yeah, maybe.
She's going to go eat her some Tozawa.
So mixed tag at WrestleMania?
Oh God. Probably.
Eric, for the title. Yourself.
For the title.
Yikes.
Jesus.
For the 24/7 title.
Yeah.
For whoever wins gets to lose their virginity. Tozawa or Reggie, which one?
Yeah.
I have everything riding on this. This is my WrestleMania moment.
Right.
Where the winner, is this right? The winner gets released by WWE.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Along with the title. Yes.
Right. Tony Khan comes out. The winner gets an AEW contract on Dynamite.
Live on Dynamite.
Yeah.
The winner gets a release.
Mm-hmm. And a release.
The loser gets a different kind of release.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next up, we have Miz and Logan Paul's Cleveland homecoming.
Yeah.
Okay. Miz got a hero's welcome,
but
not so much for Paul.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck.
Nobody.
Paul's
does.
From Cleveland too. Boo. Fuck
Boo,
you.
Fuck you. Go fuck yourself.
Miz then introduces another Cleveland boy.
This was funny.
Jerry the King Lawler?
Huh?
I Wikipedia Jerry Lawler.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing mentioned Cleveland.
Yeah.
He was born in Memphis.
He was?
And
that's
he's
why,
from Memphis.
That's why he's the king of Memphis.
Does he live there now, maybe?
Probably.
No, he lives in Cleveland? No, he lives in Memphis.
I don't know.
Yeah, no.
So weird.
Yeah, I guess he spent a few years there. That's like me saying I grew up in Long Island. No, I didn't. I moved here when I was 7.
Right.
Yeah. I grew up in Sugarland. I was born in Long Island, but Jerry Lawler wasn't even born in Memphis, unless like his Wikipedia is all fake.
God, he's 72. God bless him.
It's like some podunk town, like saying like, oh, the home of Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh, really? He's from here? Well, no, he stayed in a hotel for 2 days, but you know, that's basically home away from home.
Yeah. So I guess he spent some years in Cleveland, but
whatever.
He comes out in a Browns jersey.
Yes.
And Jerry suggests that they have WrestleMania in Cleveland, but Miz is like, Cleveland's isn't exactly WrestleMania City, and then the fans turn on him.
Yeah,
sure.
And he shits on Cleveland some more. He's like, look, LeBron left Cleveland and Odell Beckham left Cleveland to win a title. That's what they do. You leave Cleveland.
Those are sports.
Yeah.
Those are sport things.
So he's like, now me and Logan Paul are going to leave Cleveland. And
Miz already did. He lives in L.A.
Right.
He literally has a show about it.
Yeah. So him and Logan Paul. Logan Paul looks upset about Miz's comments.
Yeah.
Basically spoiling what's going to happen at WrestleMania now.
Right.
Like Logan Paul's going to turn on the Miz, obviously.
Yeah. So he can.
Well, they'll have a match. They'll lose. Then Logan Paul will turn on him. Right. Well,
exactly.
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
Or he'll turn on him during the match, and then they'll be like, "The winners of the match: Rey and Dominic Mysterio and Logan Paul."
Right. Yeah.
Miz is the only loser.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
Next up, we have
Real quick. So Lawler lived in Cleveland from 7 to 15 because his dad was transferred to Ford Motor Company. So just from 7 to 15, those 8 years, he lived in Cleveland. In
hometown. Amherst. He's a native.
Hometown.
Yeah.
Native Cleveland. Next up, we have the Dirty Dogs versus Tommaso Ciampa and NXT champion Bron Breakker.
Tommaso finally back in his own gear.
Was NXT that he did that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was terrible. In a Bron Breakker singlet.
Yeah.
So Dolph hits Breakker with a zigzag. Ciampa breaks up the pin. In the end, Breakker hits Dolph with the power slam, gets the win. I'm surprised. I thought Riddle was eating the pin 3 weeks in a row.
Right.
Because Dolph has the title match the next night.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, tonight.
So after the match, Ziggler hypes the triple threat match, and he vows to become the NXT champion.
Oh, okay.
But he won't.
No.
No.
Obviously. Next up, we have Omos versus Apollo Crews. Backstage before the match, Sarah Schreiber interviews Omos, and
I think she fell.
Yeah, she fell over.
Yeah. She's on the floor.
The camera's on the floor.
He's already giant. You don't have to do That's a worm's eye view. Yeah.
He's already tall enough.
Right.
So she says, "You've been undefeated since you debuted at WrestleMania last year." It's like none of that is true.
No.
None of he didn't debut at WrestleMania. But it's like he's undefeated. No, he was the tag champ. He's lost.
Right.
Maybe he hasn't gotten pinned. But man, do they fucking throw this undefeated bullshit around.
They right. sure do.
Corbin's undefeated. Huh?
No.
All this bull. They did it with Rusev years ago when he first showed up.
Yeah.
And they're like, he's undefeated. He's like, he's lost by DQ. He's lost by countout. That's right. not. He's, that's right. that's the he's defeated. He's been defeated.
And yeah. say.
Just say, he hasn't been pinned or submitted. That's right. all.
Yeah.
This, you're changing the definition of undefeated.
Yeah. Right, right.
Just say he's undefeated in singles competition, if that's true. To, you know
and
what
then
I mean?
Bianca's like, I'm undefeated in life. Like, all right,
right.
Calm down.
Yeah, that was her gimmick in NXT.
Calm down.
So Omos beats Cruz with the two-handed choke slam. After the match, Kamanda Aziz gets in the ring.
Yeah.
And the two giants get face-to-face. Here's a guy who's done absolutely nothing since he arrived.
Yeah,
and we'll see this at what wrestle in the battle royal.
Oh,
we'll see
Andre! Yeah.
Hopefully, it's a battle royal match. My God,
right?
Where everyone just teams up on them and
they'll lose, right?
Exactly. Yeah,
for sure.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Edge. The lights are off. His music briefly plays, but then it stops. And Edge walks out in a suit with dark blue lights that they would use for the Undertaker, because he's the new Undertaker. And the first thing Edge says is, "You think you know me?"
That's awesome, yeah.
And he says, "Last week, AJ, what I did it for you, but I also did it for me. This is the real me. The real me woke up, and this part of me I've fallen in love with. I'm on top of the mountain, and the view is phenomenal." It was a very slow promo.
Yeah.
And he didn't say much, but that was like the gist of it.
Right.
He was like talking slowly, taking in the boos from the crowd.
He also had a good line about wanting like the real AJ Styles. Like,
yeah,
you know,
the
he
bulldog.
Wants, yeah,
but yeah, this you know, this is the match everyone wants to see at WrestleMania
for sure. Have they said what night this is?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Oh, okay,
maybe, but if they have, I don't know.
Yeah.
Next up, we have.
I thought they already announced night two, which is kind of crazy.
Well, they've announced some matches for both, but yeah. I don't think they've announced the full card for both. Hmm. Next up, we have Queen Zelina and Carmella versus Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley. Ah, more, there you go, more random tag teams.
Correct.
Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley. Rhea Ripley just got out of a tag team.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Just to go back in another one.
Correct.
Yep.
So there you go. Yeah. At least they fit better than Nikki and Rhea, you know?
Sure.
Wearing each other's shirts.
Okay. Yeah.
It's the Liv brutality. I don't know. So late in the match, Zelina was reaching for a tag, but Carmella was busy flirting with Corey Graves.
I don't know what position they're going to fuck in later.
Yeah. And then Rhea beat Zelina with the Riptide. It looked like she was also doing a position on Zelina's legs were all the way back, yeah. You know?
You're like dibs.
Oh, yes.
So Rhea beats Zelina, and they're going to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
They beat the champs, so now they get to try to beat him again at WrestleMania.
Right. Mm. So now it's a triple threat.
Now it's a triple threat.
Yeah.
So what other makeshift tag team is going to pop up before WrestleMania?
Tamina and Dana Brooke, if they don't have that mixed tag.
Oh, they're going to become friends?
Of course.
Friends, and then we're friends again.
Mm, we're enemies, and we're friends, and enemies, and more friends.
I guess they could do, like, Natalya and Shotzi, because they're both heels.
Asuka and Bayley.
Yeah. And Bayley and Sasha are both fighting for the tag titles, but they're not together.
Yeah, with opposite or different partners.
Oopsie. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
And they don't even mention their history.
No.
No.
These two never been friends.
Never. They don't even know each other.
Wow. Oh, my God. Bayley and Sasha in the ring? First time ever? Holy shit. Next up, we have Finn Balor versus Austin Theory.
Monday Night Raw.
See, Finn doesn't even like it.
Yeah, I know.
So Balor sets up for the coup de grace, but Damian Priest shows up, and he's looking gothier than ever.
Yeah. Mm.
And he pushes Balor off the top rope for the DQ, and then he gives Balor the Razor's Edge, which I assume is his finisher now.
Sure.
It beats Crossroads.
It does. The Damian's Edge.
The Damian's Ooh. Edge. How dare you again.
Yeah, I know.
Ooh.
And then Priest leaves, and Theory hits Balor with his finisher and takes a few selfies.
Yeah.
One of our fans, Luis Torres, was like, well, maybe they ditched the Crossroads because Cody is coming back.
Mm. Oh, yeah. You know? Could be.
But the Razor's Edge is a way better finisher for Priest than the fucking Crossroads.
Sure. Oh, for sure.
And he could do it to almost anyone because he's so big.
Yeah. Finally.
And then even the name sucked, you know.
Oh, yeah. The Reckoning, and then hit the lights, and then back to Reckoning.
Yeah.
All right, next up, we have Kevin Owens' plan. Mm. He comes out to the ring. He says, I want to have the biggest, most stupendous KO show in history, and I want to do it at WrestleMania. I've been thinking about who my guest could be, and obviously because of where WrestleMania is being held, it has to be a lowlife from Texas. So he says, I could invite JBL, but the horns on his limo would make a more interesting guest, so you're gone.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do the whole thing, but he says, Booker T's from Texas, but he spent most of his career in a tag team called Harlem Heat, so there's no room for hypocrites on the KO show.
Yeah, it's true. It's in the bylaws.
And then he says, then there's the heartbreak kid, Shawn Michaels, who is a proud Texan, but I'm a proud Canadian, so out of respect for Bret the Hitman Hart, you're not invited.
That was great.
Yeah, that was
very good. So, who does Kevin Owens have in mind?
Someone who embodies the state of Texas like no one else, because just like the state of Texas, he is a broken down shell of his former self, living on past glory. Look, we haven't seen this guy in a while, and I bet since then he's let himself go. He's probably drinking beer all day, all night, like the redneck he is.
Crowd's going nuts.
His knees are so shot that when he was in WWE, he needed to wear knee braces just to get through his matches. So if he accepts my invitation, what's he going to need now to get down that ramp? A walker? It's a long ramp.
It's a long ramp.
Look, nothing would make me happier than to beat the hell out of this guy in his home state at WrestleMania and give him a stunner the world would talk about for years. And then pour a nice cold glass of milk over his lifeless body. I know you're watching, and I don't think you have the guts to show up. But the bottom line is I am calling you out. Stone Cold Steve Austin! Busted
that. That's good.
How great would this have been Woo. If we didn't know it was coming?
Right.
You know?
I know.
Yeah. We would have been like, oh, that's awesome. He's going to be on the KO show.
Yeah.
So then they hit Austin's music, and the fans thought he was coming out.
Yeah.
But it was just to show the graphic. And then Corey Graves is like, it's been 19 years, Saxton, since he's wrestled. It's like, but he's not wrestling. And he's opened up a can of whoop-ass since then.
Yeah.
Like, constantly stunning people and beating people up. He just doesn't have a wrestling match. But they're trying to build this as if it's, you know, it's a KO show, but could it be a wrestling match? No. He clearly said no.
Yeah.
Stone Cold, we need to sell tickets. We need you to wrestle a match. Shawn Michaels did it.
No. Yeah, no. How about no, Vince?
How about no?
But I'm glad he said no. Like, yeah. Thank you, Stone Cold. Don't ruin your legacy. It would be way better if you just come out, have a fucking back and forth with Kevin Owens, and then stun him a couple times.
Yeah.
And then Stone Cold responded Tuesday morning in a big production video that was clearly filmed before Owens called him out.
Right.
But, you, like, Stone Cold is also trying to, like, he's like,
it's been 19 years since The Rock beat me at WrestleMania.
I was going to say, I have the video.
And
up.
I've been pissed at,
I could, I'm leave just doing it right now.
Yeah,
you're going to
interrupt Stone Cold. You're going to interrupt Stone Cold Steve Andrew, you stupid son of a bitch. I'll give you a stunner right now.
All right, continue.
Right in front of cross-eyed Sean behind you. Yeah, you know what? He said Kane did it, but it was me.
Yeah.
I gave him a stunner, and he hasn't seen right ever since. That's why he married his ugly wife.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
Damn. But yeah, he's like,
it's been 19 years since The Rock beat me, and I've had to live with that ever since.
You know, he's like talking about like he wants redemption. It's like, you have done so much
right.
since that match with The Rock.
Right.
So much.
Yeah, I know.
Last time was in Dallas, really. That was fun.
Yeah. But so they're trying to build that like this is a brawl, or I guess they'll brawl for like a couple minutes. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's not a match.
And KO will look stupid.
It's not a match.
To a 60-year-old man.
Like, fans, do you really want to see Stone Cold wrestle a 20-minute match? Like, even if he was going to do it, there's no way he was going to be in his Speedo, like in his fucking wrestling gear.
Right.
He didn't do that in Dallas in 2016. He didn't come out in his
even
gear.
Even though Mick yeah. Foley and Sean both put on their stuff.
Correct.
Sean was in his gear. Foley's in his stuff, but it's just clothes.
Yeah. You say Foley's stuff, shit. It's like sweatpants and a t-shirt.
That's what he wears, though.
And he didn't come out in his Mankind.
Yeah, my wrestling sweatpants.
He didn't come out in his Mankind shit. That's yeah. for sure. So, look, yeah, this is going to be great. It'll probably be the best thing of WrestleMania.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, like,
right.
It's just like when they did Piper's Pit with Stone Cold, like all those years ago. Yeah. We're doing it again with two of the greatest on the mic.
I kind
of
like you.
Yeah. It's going to be great. Very excited for that. I just wish we didn't already fucking know it was going to happen.
Yeah.
I know.
So, all right, let's get to awards. Yeah. Who did you have for worst dressed?
I had Tamina.
I had Madcap Moss.
Okay.
I had Shanky.
Shanky.
Best dressed?
Sasha Banks.
Sasha Banks.
Sweep it.
She looks like she was dressed for the club because she was with Naomi.
Yeah.
Like, oh, maybe she'll be in a club even though I hate clubs, but then it'll be cool because she'll be there.
Maybe the club will be at my house. Yeah. She's ready for my club.
Liv was close. Liv almost got there, but Sasha's just on a whole other level right now.
Mm.
Like, Sasha is hotter than Zelina Vega. Right? Like, she's just the hottest, and yeah. she's been the hottest, like,
since... Looking good.
Like, for, like, the past year and a half.
Looking good.
Worst acting?
I had Tamina again.
Tamina.
Double
indeed.
Down.
Oh, I had her boyfriend, Tozawa.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I want to give you a kiss. Please don't kill me.
Yeah.
Best acting?
Come on. Sweep it.
Kevin Owens.
Honorable yeah. mention of Pat McAfee.
Shut up.
He was really good. It's an honorable mention. But yeah, Kevin Owens. Amazing.
Yeah. Worst comment?
After Rhonda gave Charlotte the ankle lock, after she let it go, she's like, nice shoes.
Like, Charlotte on. Also laughed when Rhonda ripped her shoe off.
Yeah.
Like, as she was tapping out, she was like, ah! Ah!
She tickled her.
Yeah, she tickled her.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, okay.
Joe was, like, bottom.
Yeah. Bust a nut. Yeah, she
foot, even if it's a Charlotte foot.
She tickled her. Get in that foot.
Yeah.
I had the Moss's joke for worst comment.
Okay.
Right.
Best comment? Which Kevin Owens line did
oh
you have?
Oh, my God.
Actually, mine was Pat McAfee. I knew you were a horrible person. Vince told me so.
Yeah, that was good. I had the Walker. It's a long way down the ramp.
Yeah, that's good.
I had the Shawn Michaels line. from Kevin Owens.
Oh, yeah.
Worst match.
Tamina Dana Brooke.
That's correct.
Oh, God.
Yep, sweep it. Super slow-mo.
Omos versus Cruz.
Sweep it. Sweep Best it. Match.
Tag team triple threat.
Sweep, sweep it. Sweep it, sweep it, sweep it.
Triple sweep it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Worst move.
Charlotte trying to run in heels.
Sweep it.
Again.
Sometimes it's really easy. It
this is. One's easy. The next
Best
one's easy.
Best move.
The suplex on the apron?
No.
The RKO?
Yeah.
The RKO to Gable?
Yeah. Right. Doing a backflip.
Eric?
Okay. RKO to Gable.
Sweep it!
Sweep it!
Five in a row.
Yeah, okay.
Worst moment?
24/7 kisses.
That's exactly what I wrote.
Sweep
I wrote
it! 20,
I wrote 24/7 kisses.
Kisses, yeah.
Sweep it.
Yeah.
And then best moment.
Sweep it!
Sweep it!
In Texas! Stone Cold Steve Austin!
Oh, we all knew it was coming, and yet still we busted a nut.
What was that, seven in a row?
Something like that.
One, two, three, seven four, five, six, seven. Yeah.
All right. Sometimes awards are easy. For good and bad reasons.
Yeah.
You have to admit that this was the best Raw in a long time, only because of the highs on the show.
Yeah.
Because they had a really good match, that tag team triple threat.
Yeah.
And then the KO announcement, Edge, like, you know, they just had a lot of good moments.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible like it
wasn't
usually is.
Effing terrible.
All right, breaking news. So you noticed Becky Lynch was missing from Raw.
Yeah.
That's because she has a fractured voice box.
Uh-oh.
She saw her post this.
She posted a picture of herself in a hospital bed. But she's keeping kayfabe alive, claiming Bianca Belair did it to her at a house show.
Yeah.
That's not what happened?
No, I don't... Well, maybe. I don't know. I haven't seen anything, but she's basically blaming Bianca. And she ended up making it to the arena at the end of the show and cut a promo on Belair in the parking lot with her injured voice box. Like, that was only on her social media.
You could talk if that's real?
Well, she wasn't talking well. Mm. She was like,
I'm surprised they even let her speak if it was a real thing. I mean, she had a hospital bed picture.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Also, as first reported by Bleacher Report, because they paid the most money, Vader is now the second name to be inducted in the 2022 WWE Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Why hasn't he been yet?
Because he was alive.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, his health was so poor. My theory is they didn't want him to show up and be like, look at how, you know, fucking sick this former wrestler is.
People are gonna pull a Warrior, drop dead the next day.
Right. So Mick Foley's been advocating this for years because he wanted Vader to get in while he was still alive. So, I have a feeling Mick Foley would probably love to do the honors.
Yeah, is he still okay? Like, the company's still all that stuff?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's always critical, but they always bring him back for shit.
Yeah, true.
So they don't really care. Also, Hulk Hogan fans were confused after the Hulkster posted a video of himself at a charity event and introducing a new blonde woman as his girl.
This is my girl, brother.
They were like, well, what about your wife? So he tweeted,
yo, maniacs, just for the record, the Facebook and Instagram posts are of me and my girlfriend, Sky. I'm officially divorced. Sorry, I thought everybody knew, brother. Love my maniacs for life.
So how many divorces is that for him now?
Just two, I think.
22?
Was he married before Linda?
I don't know.
So just two?
I think just two. But his new girlfriend...
How old?
Oh, I don't know, but she looks exactly like Linda and the last wife. Like, it's just another blonde
woman. He has a type.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah. I guess he got last year he got divorced from Jennifer McDaniel, brother.
But he's like, I thought everyone knew. It's like, well, no. You didn't say no one...
No one didn't say anything. No one cares, Hogan.
You got anything else? Or?
No, I don't.
Rumor time!
Rumors! Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So Dave Meltzer claims that there are still plans for Vince McMahon to get involved in the Austin Theory, Pat McAfee match at WrestleMania.
He'll slide in the ring and blow out both of his quads again.
That'd be great.
Blow out both of his cheek implants?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What cheeks or face cheeks?
His face explodes after McAfee punches him.
Yeah. Yikes.
So maybe he takes like one little bump, like he gets on the apron and McAfee punches him.
Right.
I don't even know why Vince would. It seems like Vince hates Austin Theory.
Yeah.
So like again, I have a feeling like Vince comes out and punches Theory.
Maybe, yeah.
I'm going to take a shit on you after you lose.
Yeah.
If you lose, I'm going to beat you up. I'm going to beat
you up. You're going to join the Vince McMahon Takes a Shit on Me Club.
It's like, Vince, you couldn't beat anyone up anymore.
Right.
Anyone
right.
over the age of 18, you could not beat up.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. Also, Fightful reports that WWE recently met with EA Sports about their next licensing deal. WWE 2K22 is the final release as part of their contract with 2K, so they could be moving on. We've heard this before.
Yeah.
The problem is EA isn't any better.
No.
You know, their Madden games have been shit for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard good things and bad things about 2K22, but I think I'm done playing wrestling games now.
Yeah.
It's been a few years. I'm over it. Even if this new one is good, I'm just really not into it anymore. So
right.
I've moved on.
Yeah, we all have.
Oh.
You know?
Nice.
I've moved on. Yeah. Yeah. Also, there are some more names being thrown out there for potential Hall of Fame inductions this year. People have said the Steiner Brothers.
Yeah.
And Psycho Sid.
Okay.
The Steiner Brothers make sense because, you know.
Braun Breaker.
Yeah.
Right.
Although I don't know, is he a Steiner? I don't know.
You never know.
He's not a Steiner, but he howls like his dad, and he barks like his dad,
looks
like his dad. And his finisher, he does the bulldog like his dad.
Right.
But he's not. He's not a Steiner.
He's a Breaker.
Yeah, Braun Breaker. That's way cooler than Rex Steiner. It's like the coolest fucking name ever.
I know.
Is there a more badass name than Rex Steiner?
Braun Breaker.
God, that's fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit if you own his name or not?
Right.
Like, get over... Like, you made $1 billion!
Yeah.
Anyways, anything else?
No.
Rumor time... Or, I'm sorry, trivia time.
Trivia time?
I won last week, Eric.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he sure did.
Shit.
Hopefully you guys don't know this, but Stone Cold's last match was...
The Rock, WrestleMania 19.
Correct.
Well, that's bullshit. Eric,
no. What was his? Who did he fight in his last Raw match ever?
He fought Bischoff on a pay per view. So,
it should have been Brock Lesnar, but I said fuck this.
Yeah.
Was it 2002?
It was 2003.
So he came back and fought before he... Okay.
I believe. I can confirm that.
Yeah. It had to have just been like a tune-up match or something.
Man.
Was Test still alive?
It a tag match?
No. It was a singles match.
Yes. I'm gonna tell you because
we'll get a hint maybe.
Well, there's a reason I'm just gonna tell you.
Bischoff.
Yeah.
So it is Bischoff.
It is Bischoff.
Okay.
Yeah, he fought Bischoff. You know, just beat him up and threw him around the ring, and then The Rock showed up.
Yeah. Makes sense. I know
he knocked The Rock out of the ring, and then The Rock came back and then did The Rock Bottom.
Yeah.
Did The Rock things.
Rock things.
Yeah. So yeah. I won.
I won.
No.
You said Bischoff.
I said that he fought The Rock at WrestleMania 17.
That wasn't the trivia, you fuck.
It was not.
It
was part of it.
Bullshit.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Look, let's just call it even. I won.
All right, Ian McAllister. Fan question, sorry. Ian McAllister, new patron.
Mm-hmm.
Not much of a question. Just want to let you know that the last few years of COVID, you all made life a little easier, especially watching WWE. So thank you a lot. Plus, you guys said Lions. Saying Lions makes my day.
Yeah.
Also, good boy names. Going to be a father in July. My girlfriend wanted Finn.
Ooh.
I mean, that's not bad. Oh. If you're both wrestling fans, then Finn's a good name.
Is it?
I think it's a good name.
Yeah. Finn?
Sure. Kevin Owens McAllister.
Kevin Owens McAllister.
Because then you also have Kevin McAllister, like Home Alone.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me see.
See, boy names.
What about
John
T-Bar McAllister?
Oh, T-Bar.
And just be like spell it out, like T-E-E bar. So like it's, oh yeah, it means something. We don't tell anybody.
Right, yeah.
But we all know what it means.
I had a hard time.
To bar.
I had a hard time naming my son because every time like I would think of a name, I was like, oh no, I knew a Jason. He was a douchebag. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, it's just weird. So it was tough. But then I was watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Not really.
And you're like, Donatello.
I finally saw Leonardo, nope. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah. Let's go with that.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, Finn's fine.
Finn's good.
If you're both wrestling fans and, you know, you were named after Finn Balor, why not?
Yeah.
Chris Klim, this might be a question for Hogwash, but if the MCU was its own promotion, who would you guys put as champions? Hashtag push Eric. I mean, the Hulk's got to be the Universal Champion, right?
Correct. Thanos, WWE Champion.
Oh.
And then they have a unification match.
Correct.
Yeah. Hulk gets his rematch.
Nice, nice. Let's see.
Spider-Man IC title.
Yeah, that's fine.
Star-Lord US title.
That's perfect.
Or Captain America.
No, Captain America and Iron Man are tag champs.
There you go.
Oh,
there
like
you
they go. Fight and then they are champs.
Yeah, exactly.
Fight.
Yes.
Star-Lord US champ.
24/7?
Ooh.
Who like really sucks?
Oh, Mantis.
Huh?
Wong? I guess Wong's not bad.
Yeah.
I kinda like Wong now though.
Right.
Yeah, Mantis, because she doesn't really do much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else we got? Women's champ?
Women's champion.
Black Widow.
Sure.
Kate Bishop.
Oh no, Black Widow and her sister is women's tag
champs. There you go. Yeah.
Boom.
Nice.
All right, that's enough. Alan Dick. So KO says he's going to dump milk on Stone Cold Steve Austin. Is Kurt Angle bringing it out?
Kurt Angle is going to drive the truck up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scott, Stone Cold has been retired for 19 years. Will he make it to Raw before Veer?
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to show up to Raw
before
Mania, because then what's the point?
What's the point?
Carlos Ramirez, would you rather have seen Nakamura and Boog's promo turn into Brokeback Mountain or the Blair Witch Project?
Blair Witch.
Oh, their Toyota commercial.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, Blair Witch would have been amazing.
Blair Witch.
Oh, my God.
Sure. Scott, Seth harasses his way into WrestleMania main event. If this was to happen, what are your thoughts? The failed footballer versus the part-timer versus the only dream was to become a wrestler. I mean, sure. I wouldn't really care. It'd probably be better, right, with Seth Rollins?
Right, but then it wouldn't be a title unification.
Why not? Whoever wins gets both belts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are they going to have a new belt that night? No, because Roman says I'm going to hold up both belts.
Yeah.
So then it's...
Seth would just be there to take the pin then.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Zaheen Rahman, what's the last storyline you could remember that you liked on Raw?
I like the Riddle Orton thing. It's fun.
Yeah, it's good sometimes.
That's true. If you're just talking any storyline, like Kevin Owens and Seth being partners, best friends.
That's good.
Hasn't been bad.
Eric Lemo, Andrew is a fan of the same teams as you. Curious on your thoughts. Pushfire Barry, who has given you the most enjoyment in your life? WWE, Jets, Mets.
Ooh.
That's tough.
Are you sure that's you?
Like most enjoy... Well, what?
It's not to me.
No, not to you. I mean, obviously, Joe could answer this too, but
yeah.
It's tough because is it like the most enjoyable moment or like most enjoyable moments? Mm. That depends on the question.
I think moment. Have you gotten higher for a WrestleMania match necessarily or a WWE, like a Mick Foley winning the title? Or
seeing Mick Foley win the title or the Jets beat Tom Brady in the playoffs?
Right.
It's obviously the Jets beating Tom Brady in the playoffs.
I think so. And I was, old enough to witness the Mets championship and be like a freak fan about it. So.
It would be Jets. It would be push Jets, bury WWE, and fire the Mets. I haven't had
a Mets moment.
A Mets moment, really? Yeah.
and in the year they have the two best pitchers in baseball, they don't have a season.
And they're not even going to play.
So, shit.
S. Thorne, how many interviews like the Street Profits will we get where they shit on wrestlers for not being on the WrestleMania card? Because right now there are a lot of people left on the card.
For sure.
Well, that's all they've been doing lately.
Yeah.
And they're going to keep doing it. Dylan, does The Rock make a WrestleMania appearance? That's what we're banking on.
Save us.
Rock or bust. Rock or bust a nut. Pop Culture Junkie, pick your tag team for a threesome, one per host. Carmella and Zelina, Rhea and Liv, Naomi and Sasha. And since it's only one per host, I'm going to go first. Carmella and Zelina.
It's only one per host.
I think they'll be the most fun.
Who was the third one?
Naomi and Sasha, Rhea and Liv.
I'll do Rhea and Liv.
You got Sasha and Naomi.
I got Sasha and Naomi.
These are all good. These are all great. We're all going to have a blast.
We're all having a good time.
We're all going to have... It's going to be so much fun.
I'm low-key like a huge fan of Rhea when she's like in just like street clothes.
Right.
Like, she is a beautiful girl.
She is.
And again, like, her being all made up and stuff is totally fine. But, like, look at her just chilling. Like, she's gorgeous.
Right. Mm-hmm. And when she whips out that big strap on.
Like, oh, yeah. Woo! Her character, now there she looks a little too buff, but like,
kind of like it.
Like her, right. Her makeup is like just dark.
I kind of like it. It just reminds me when she winked at me. Mike Dawes. Did you win trivia?
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, I'll give it to you if you.
Look.
I'll give it to you. This is getting really sexual.
When is it not? Go check out Hottest Nail Bracket.
If you want some palpable sexual attention.
Yeah. Mike Dawes, yo, Eric, was listening to an old Patreon show, and it was the pay-per-view where Taker and Roman tagged together, and you acknowledged Roman first. Hopefully Andrew can provide more context, but wow, man, how are those royalty checks? He actually did send this to me. I think it might have been on Instagram.
Really?
Let me see if I could find
you
it.
You say the words, I acknowledge him?
It was something like that,
that's
yeah.
That's funny.
If that's true, we got to tweet that out.
Yeah.
Hold on, here we go.
Chest slap. Good job, boy. Yeah. I love you. Acknowledge. You're my son.
Who's you?
There it is. Yeah.
No, I was talking about like Taker saying.
Taker acknowledged Roman.
Yeah, yes. I get it, but still. Yeah, you said it.
I created the gimmick.
Wow.
Wow.
Man, good job there.
Well, thanks for pointing that out, Mike.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Now Eric is going to need an acknowledge me shirt.
Exactly.
Acknowledge me for acknowledging Roman.
Yeah, acknowledge my acknowledging.
There you go.
Acknowledgement.
Destiny, do you got... Hold on. Why did it fuck up on me? Destiny, do you guys think KO is going to use some beer against Stone Cold during their match or just crack it open with him? Neither.
No,
because they're not going to have a match.
If he does...
I'm sure they'll have a beer, and then he'll start. That's what Stone Cold always does.
If he does pull out a beer, I hope it's like a Canadian beer, like a Labatt's or whatever.
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
Or like an old duels.
But he's got to
offend Stone Cold.
Right, yeah.
I have an old duels for you. I brought beer.
That'd be hilarious.
Here's an old duels.
Yeah, and then he'll just kick him.
You're a drunk. You got to stop.
I
Heineken Zero.
Like, he's got to at least, like, block the first stunner from Stone Cold, right? He goes sidesteps it or something.
I mean, yeah, I think they'll punch and kick each other. He'll stomp a mud hole in him. And,
yeah. You know.
You're stomping a mud hole in me.
In my behind.
It's my dream come true.
Jake Baker. Yeah, right.
This is why I resigned. Sammy got Knoxville. I got Stone Cold. Suck it, Sammy.
Jake Baker, Pushfire Barry, Stunner Variants, Kevin Owens, Ember Moon, John Cena.
Stop. I mean,
Push Owens,
Ember Moon,
Barry.
Ember Moon is the coolest.
Oh, true.
Barry, so Cena, Fire,
Ember. It's the springboard one.
The springboard stunner, I love that.
Ember Moon's has got to be up there, guys.
Ember Moon is Push.
Yeah.
That's the coolest one.
It is then Fire cool. Owens.
Cena's was lame.
He only did it.
Look, you can do whatever you want, Eric. It's not a bracket.
That's right. I can.
You didn't get voted out.
But you're voted out.
All right. Ember Moon moves on. John Cena loses in the stunner bracket.
In the stunner Push Fireberry.
We do a stunner bracket. Hey, tune in to see who wins best stunner. And the winner, Stone Cold. Wow, what a shock. That's amazing.
Or we could do best stunner sell.
The Rock wins. The end.
Shane McMahon was good.
Yeah,
The Rock. Still The Rock. Or we could take The Rock out, and then it's like...
Rock out with our what?
Yeah. And then you have Scott Hall's up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he cheated, though. See, Scott Hall cheated like some people do, where he didn't go to his knees. He stayed on his feet so that he could pop
jump up.
He could pop up 10 feet in the air.
Yeah.
Literally.
But he's tall enough to bend
over. I think he flew out
of
the stadium.
Yeah.
Well, there's a video of that. there's the video where... yeah. No, someone made that. Someone made that video where he goes up into space. So there you go. That's all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our official website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow it on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling.
Yeah.
Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month gets you everything. You can cancel anytime. We have three more Raws, four more SmackDowns.
Is that right?
Oof. Until Mania.
Yeah.
So there's like still a lot to fill. We'll see what matches get added. But until then.
Until then.
We'll see you next time.
See you later, Dan.
Texas!
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.